Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Greetings to each and every one of you. This is Pastor G.W. Achiever Porter coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, the beautiful, hot city. Praise God. Where the sunshine is shining bright. Yes, it is. It's very hot here, ladies and gentlemen. It's very hot, okay? So, if you want to get toasted, come on to Orlando right about now. Oh, yes. But still, we serving God, praising him, glorifying him, and magnifying him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, I just love myself some Jesus. How about you? Huh? Listen, call us today. We still waiting to hear from you. We didn't hear from you now. Come on. We are waiting to hear from you. You and you. Call us 347-857-3925 and give us a praise report. I tell you, we've been hearing some beautiful praise reports, haven't we? Okay. All right. Now, if you don't call, your name won't be on the list to pray for you and what to pray for. Okay, now, we can't read your mind, all right? We want you to tell us what you want us to pray for. All right, here he is, Sister Diane.
Hallelujah, we bless your name. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah, Lord. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Woke us up this morning, Father, among the land of the living, Lord, Father, and not in judgment. And for this, we say thank you. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Father, for forgiveness of all sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with the prayers that are about to go forth, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, you know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Father, you say we have not, for we ask not, Lord, Father. So, Father, we come before you asking, Lord, Father, for your will, Father God, to be done, Lord. Father, touch, Lord, Father, move right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we hold Christian before you, Lord, Father, we ask you to touch him right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for peace within his mind, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just moving on him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your guidance, Lord. Father God, guide him, protect him, Lord, Father. Father, as you order his steps, Lord, Father, let him not forget his upbringing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, touch Darnisha, Lord. Father, touch her from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Let her run for you like never before, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her praying, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her committing herself back to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for the young generation, Lord Father, finding their way to you, Lord Father. Father, those that have an ear, let them hear, Lord Father. And Father, those that have a heart, let them receive the word as it comes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for bringing Miss Corbett out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch her, Lord, as she is healing from her surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being there with her in the surgery. We thank you, Lord Father, for all those that was praying and touching and agreeing with us for her right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Aiden right now, Lord Father. Continue to guide and protect him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Father, for how you move on his behalf, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to continue. Let his warring and minister angels stand guard round about him right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Monique right now, Lord Father, as we pray for guidance, Lord Father. Touch her mind as well, Lord Father God. Father God, let her know those that she call her friend, Lord Father God. Show her who is her friend right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, that they will not steer her away from you, Lord Father, but she would bring them to you right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father God, for touching Dante right now, Lord Father, as he's in school, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to keep him covered, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father, as he drive up and down the highway, Lord Father God. Father God, let him, Lord Father God, remember you, Lord Father God, and where you have brought him from, Lord. Father, touch him, guide him, and protect him, Lord. Let traveling mercies, Lord Father, continually go before him right now, in the name of Jesus. We hold before you Felicia right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to continue to touch her right now, Lord Father. Father God, as we speak, Lord Father God, to that fluid on the brain, Lord Father, we continue to say dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father God, for good eyesight right now, Lord Father. Anything, Lord Father God, that would hinder her from seeing, Lord Father God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you Cheryl, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her body right now, Lord. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, we continue to speak healing right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you, Tony, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching his body as well right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come against prostate cancer and anything, Lord Father, that is not of you right now, we cancel it right now, Lord Father, and we ask you, Lord, to strengthen him right now, Lord Father. Father, dry up cancer right now from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus. All those, Lord Father, that have to deal with chemo and radiation treatment for it right now, Lord Father. Father, as we hold them before you, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord. Father God, let them draw close to you. Let them put their mind in you. And thank you, Lord Father, for their healing, Lord. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Father. And we're thanking you right now, O Lord, for the healing of their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch Tony, Lord. Continue to touch Barbara, Jennifer, Crystal. Oh, Father, Tracy, right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Deidre, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Eldred, right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord Father, to touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, let them speak life and that more abundantly, Lord Father. Show up and show out right now in their lives, right now. Let them know that there is no other God but you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch Esther right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father God, let her know, Lord Father, that you have bring her this far, Lord. Father, she can only trust and believe in you, Lord, and know that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, have mercy upon her, Lord Father. Have mercy, Lord Father God, upon her young daughter, Lord Father. Father, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to touch each and every person that is listening upon this broadcast, Lord Father. I ask you, Lord Father, to touch their hearts and touch their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of. Oh, God, have mercy upon them right now, Lord. Father, we thanking you for your will being done in their lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for breaking every chain, Lord Father God. Father God, of depression, oppression right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways for them right now. Father, right now, do it for them right now, Lord Father, as they touch and agree with the prayers that are going before, Lord Father. Father, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone that are listening, about to call to listen, Lord Father. Father, speaking on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now and render it null and void in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have free course upon this broadcast today, Lord. Father, those that are listening at a later date, Lord Father, touch them, Lord Father. Father, as they hear the anointing, Lord Father, Father, just flowing through the lines, Lord Father, as they listen, Lord Father, by any means, Lord Father, whatever the device that they are listening on, touch them right now, Lord Father, and we speak change right now, Lord. Change in mindset, change of heart right now, change of speech, change of hearing, change what we see right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way right now in Jesus' name, Lord Father. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon as the word come forth, Lord. Have your way in them and through them, Lord Father, as you increase in them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen again. All right. Did you hear that prayer that has gone up before you thus far from Sister Diane? Well, now, if you didn't, call us and give us your name and what is the problem, situation that you are going through or that you need prayer for. All right, we're waiting for you now, just for you. And, oh, yes, we thank God and glorify God for that. Amen. If I don't want to be missed in the prayer. I need prayer. How about you? And I hope you're praying for me. Oh, yes, I trust that you are praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to... I think this is it. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. You might have heard it before, but, you know, it's okay if you hear it again. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. All right. Too many church members hear without heeding, read without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. Too many church members hear without heeding, read without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. Is that you? Praise the Lord. Is that you? Oh, I tell you, if you was not with us last night on the time to talk about it, Not Bible Talk. Bible Talk. I'm sorry. I got them both mixed up, ain't I? Forgive me. Bible study.
Let's just say it this way.
Bible study. Oh, Bible. Amen. Well, I guess we still sleep. Praise the Lord. If you were not there, you missed a treat. Where is he in at now? Virginia? He's still in Virginia? Somewhere in Virginia? No, he in Texas? Okay. He's in Texas, somewhere in Texas. I don't know where. But anyway, I did know, but, you know, towns go through my head. But anyway, he gave a wonderful testimony of being disciplined. Oh, my God. And how a bishop had disciplined him when he was trying to do his own thing. Oh, it was beautiful, beautiful. Well, I heard it before, but, you know, when you hear a good testimony, it makes you feel good to know that, you know, there are people that it actually happened to. And you thought I was just telling stories when I tell about my discipline, when they disciplined me, you know, and I thought it was wrong. Of course you think it's wrong. You know it hurt, you know. You don't want to be disciplined when you think you're doing right, you know. You're doing your right. Remember now, you're doing your right, not God's right, but your right. But I'm telling you, it was beautiful, Deacon Elder Bolden. He's now an elder, and I tell you, his license was taken from him and everything. Told him to sit down until times get better, you know, for you. But God is good. And you see what the chastisement did? It helped him grow, okay? Because he found out his way wasn't the right way, all right? Uh-huh. And when God put leadership over you, isn't that wonderful? That you're supposed to go according to the leadership. Yes, that was wonderful, I tell you. We can't listen to that because we ain't got that tape. All right, praise God. We can't tell you to listen to that. We'll have to send you to where he's at to hear him. Or get him to come to Florida. How about that? Mm-hmm. But y'all support? I want to support in your body sitting there and your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. That's the support I'm looking for, both of those. All right, when we get him in, because it's wonderful. He is enlightening, knows the word. Oh, let me say, I just can't stop singing his praises, can I? But anyway, it's just so wonderful, wonderful. I met him quite a while back since I met Bishop. I met him. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And he talked. Yeah, there's another one, too. Praise God. Another one that listened to what was said when he was disciplined. And I talked to him also, wherever he is at. Praise God. No, he's in Louisiana. That one is in Louisiana. So they all scattered apart, you know, you see. And you just never know who you're talking to, do you? Mm-hmm. Never know that his brother was in the Titans. Remember the Titans? His brother was one of them. And some of them was in the church with Bishop when he was pastoring in wherever he was, Virginia. I remember when I'm states in a minute, y'all trying to tell the story and don't even know the state, do it. Y'all help me out. Pray for me today. I'm a little jagged a little bit. Just a little, you know. Hey, I get there. You know I'm going to get there, don't you? Mm-hmm. I get there. Keep praying now. It's coming. Hey, thank God for Deacon Mike here. Being able to be here, amen. You know, every time you see God bring you through such a great trial and everything, You thank God and keep thanking him and keep thanking him and keep thanking him for bringing you through. Because he didn't have to do it. See? He didn't have to do it. You know how this song go, but he did. And we should thank him for his grace and mercy bringing us through. Whatever you had to go through, whatever you're going through, you're looking forward to when he bring you out.
Thank you.
Ah, hey, hallelujah. We getting there. Y'all just keep praying for me. All my friends out there, pray for me. If you ain't my friend, pray anyway because you're listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. But pray some good prayers, righteous prayers now. Don't be trying to pray them old negative prayers and bind up prayers. Bind the devil up, not me. I'm not the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to have it up. We don't like what somebody say, so then we going to try to bind them up. You need to quit. You ain't nothing but the devil. I said that now. You ask who said it, I said it. You ain't nothing but the devil doing stuff like that. You ought to be shaming yourself. But I'll tell you, like, I used to tell them all the time when I'd be out in the street and they say something smart. I say, God going to get you for that. Hello? You know how you tell them, God going to get you for that. Keep on being smart. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
I'm getting it. You know, I'm just talking a little bit so I can get to you what I'm finna give you. Praise God. Whatever God give me, what God give me, I believe I got something here. Praise God. And all, but I'm honestly where he going with this with me today. Is this it? You'll know too, won't you? You know, I'm so glad I got some smart people on the other end. Wow, wow, wow. Ain't it wonderful?
Amen.
Smart people. And guess what? All righteous people. Oh, my goodness. Because you got my back, ain't you? I know you do. Oh, thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. All right, let's begin here. Well, I'm in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter. It's where we are. We're going to go today. Wherever God lead us, right? We will follow. Is that right? Amen. And it reads, now you should read the entire chapter from the first right on through. You should. You find it very interesting when God calls a person, okay? You'll find it very interesting. All right, but we're going to start from the 17th, okay? But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. Okay. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Now, you know, you see, soon as people hear that you've been promoted, now, they start, don't they? Now, what make the devil get in them as soon as you get promoted? See? You see how then they were not where they should have been, don't you think? Now, I'm just throwing this out in it. They are not where they should have been to allow the enemy to come in. Is that right? Think about it at night. Think about that. This thing, don't try to put it on one person, all right? You're not where you should be if you allow. Now, here the Philistines, you know, heard about it, you know, heard. The Bible say they heard, you know, they heard a rumor. You know, somebody's going to talk about it, you know. You know God done put David up as the king, and he done fired old Saul. See what I'm saying? He fired Saul. Saul got to go. You know, all right. New king, new man in place right now. God's man is in place. Do you see? And so David heard that, you know, rumors sure was getting around fast around there, wasn't it? My God. You see how fast we can talk about something here, not even on the radio. We can just talk about it among ourselves. And we look, it's all over the 50 states. It's done crawled all over the 50 states. You see why I say crawl? Because ain't nothing but the devil crawling in and out of every hole he can think of. Okay, you see. All right, we are going further. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines in thine hand. Now, listen to that. The man got plenty of sense, don't he? Just because he was now the new king, he was not going to fight against these devils by himself. Nope. He wanted God to be at the helm. So he stopped, prayed, began to pray, and asked God, should he do it? Do you do it today before you do something? Or do you just do it because it feel good? Think about it now. He stopped and he asked God, just because he was made the king does not mean he's supposed to go up and do everything he thought he ought to do. He had to get directions from the Lord. Shall I go up? And when I go up, I want to know, am I going to deliver them? Am I going to be able to, or are they going to get me? Which one's going to happen here? I want to know. Do you want to know today where you are and where you stand with God? And is God there? Is he going to be there too? Come on, think about it now. We going somewhere with this. Yeah, we are. And David came to Belzerim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord had broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of the place Belzerim. Somebody pronounce that. Amen. Let me tell you, all we're going to talk about today is this. It's your time to break forth. It's your time to break forth. You hear what I'm saying? See, aren't you tired of being held back? Amen. Aren't you tired of the enemy taking advantage of you? And he and the enemy getting the victory and you not. When you are supposed to be the one that is victorious over every situation, because God has given you power over all the power of the enemy, he said, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. It's what the word says. This is what Jesus is saying to you today. So this is your time to break forth, because what you have come to the end of that lack road. You have come to the end of the road where you always sick and suffering and in pain and agony and discouraged and in despair and everything else is going on in your life. It's time now for you to stand up. See, stop being what? Got your head in the sand like them birds that put their head in it, in the sand, them ostriches. That's it. Thank you, son. Huh? Get your head out the sand. You've been having pity parties too long. You've been running from the enemy too long. Come on now, you've been running. Yes, you have. And every time you look, you offended because of somebody else, what they say. It ain't so much what they say, it's what they're doing, because they're going forth and you not. Come on. You get so offended by anything they say. You think they're picking at you. They don't like you. Anything else you could think of, this is what you think of that. Instead of looking at yourself, say, yeah, this is my first time. This is my time that I'm in this. You know, and God is the one that placed me in this position. So if God placed me in this position, then he is saying that I am qualified to go forth and do the job. Come on now. Now, some of you may be in a little rough terrain right now, and it's just right now, at this moment. But remember, say, this too will pass. You see, it's got to pass. Why? Because you are the break-forth type. You are somebody that's coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, the light of love, the light of having, the light of not being broken, disgusted. You're having a good time where you can praise and worship the Lord in season, out of season, when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when things going good, things going bad. You still is going to make it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Can you do that today? Can you tell the devil in your life, say, devil, this is my hour to break forth. I'm coming out. Remember that song, now I'm coming out of darkness into the light. Say, I'm coming out. You done had me on the backs too long. To the devil now. Tell him today. Right now is your time to break forth. I decree and declare it today that you're going to break forth at this hour. This is your hour to break forth. See, I done had not too long. I'm not holding no more nuts. Come on now. Hey. Hallelujah. Say, this is my time. I'm taking it because death and life is in the power of my tongue. So I'm going to use my tongue to get out of this darkness into the light. I'm going to use my tongue to break forth. I'm going to speak the words of life to myself today. Right now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Say, talk to me, God. Talk to me. Come on, talk to the Lord now. Say, talk to me, Lord. Talk to me.
Talk to me, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. I've been sick too long. Discouraged too long. I have allowed the enemy to take everything from me. And I ain't said nothing. Talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. You know that's what you've done. Oh, my God, my God. Break forth. Break forth into a better life. Break forth into a more prosperous life. Come on, you can do it now. Break forth into a more healthier life. Come on, you got it. God is opening up the door today for you, and you to break forth. I know. You say, now, what is it going to take? See, there you go, doubt. Instead of just breaking forth and let God do what he wants to do for you in that area that you need it done, you're going to ask how. What you care about how long as it get done? If you get healed, what are you going to ask how I'm going to get healed? Do that make sense? Don't make sense at all. And we got this habit of, how you going to do it, God? How you going to make a way, God? That's why the way don't get made with all that doubt. All you doing is doubting. You showing that little enemy of defeat is in you. You defeat it before you start. See? But today is the day for you to break forth. You know, the devil don't like this kind of talk. He'd rather talk about misery and everything else. That's what he want to talk about. But let me tell you, this your day. You say, why are you sad? I didn't do nothing. What did it do? You know, I don't know what you did. If you done something wrong, you ask God to forgive you. Okay? It's on the table right now. You ask God to forgive you because it still belonged to you. If he gave you power over the power of the enemy, and he said nothing by any means shall hurt you, that's what belongs to you, is the fact that you have the power over every situation. Don't let the situation get you down, because it's not going to last always. Trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always, you know. You see what I'm saying? So you have the power over your situation to not to allow the enemy to sink you. See, you let the enemy come in, and next thing you know, you're in a sinkhole. Woe is me. And watch out for them people that do the same thing. You don't even need to be connected with people that do you like that. That's always trying to put you in the hole, always trying to say, well, honey, you can't do that. Well, you know this, that, and the other going to happen. It's a possibility if I allow the enemy to come in. It is a possibility for it to happen because I'm opening up a portal for them to get through. Do you get the picture? But today, close the portals. Close every hole that's in it. I don't care if it's a pin size. Close it right now. In the name of Jesus, you ought to close it right now. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little loud, ain't I?
Go right ahead.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's time to break forth. God is going to make a way. And listen. The way he makes is not always the way we want it to be. I'll just tell y'all that. See, a lot of things that you want done, if you don't watch out, God be doing it, but it ain't done the way you looking for it, so you don't think it's done. Then when you don't think it's done, you ain't going to give God the glory and praise.
Come on now.
And then God going to think, what, you're ungrateful. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You see how we do? In our humanity, we think we so smart. See, we got it all figured out. We ain't got nothing figured out. Not when it comes to, he said, my ways is not like your ways. And when he speak, he don't speak like you do. He give you an understanding of what he's saying if you want the understanding. But if you don't want the understanding, you won't get the understanding. Do you get that picture? How can you break forth from something if you think you're right? You walking around blind as a bat in the dark, can't find your way, can't even see your own hand in the dark. How you gonna do anything? What you gonna do? What can you break? You gonna fall in the first ditch this day because you can't see it. You in your own self. Hello. Now let's do that. Break selfishness. Break that. Break out of that, but you break forth in that abundant life. See, that's where we're taking you today. Break forth in that abundant life. Listen, let me tell you, when David broke forth, Lord had broken forth upon mine enemies. Do you see?
You thought God going to leave you to the hand of your enemy, didn't you? He found that out. God did what? Broke forth upon his enemy before me, right before me. Oh, see, he set the table before you in the presence of your enemies. Did you see what he said? That's what David said. That's what he's talking about here. Do you get the picture? Before your enemies, see, and they're going to look at you prospering. Oh, they're going to really be mad then, ain't they? Mm-hmm. And listen here. He called the name of the place Baal Perchon or somebody. That's the name. I ain't say I can pronounce all them names now. Okay, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But this is the time I can't. He said, and there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. They had to get out of town, didn't they? They had to get out of the way. Because God showed up. Huh? David didn't have nothing to worry about. When he asked God, he knew it was already done. The enemy cannot come into the presence of the Lord. You hear me? This is, and he burned them, his images, the images they left behind. They had to leave their stuff. You see what I'm saying? All their voodoo stuff and stuff. You want to see God get them? God going to burn all their little images that they used to try to harm you and bring you down. Did you hear me? Now, if you can believe it, it can happen. But if you don't believe it, it's going to succumb you, going to take you over. All right? Mm-hmm. And listen what he say. I'm going on. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Listen, they ain't got enough yet. They done lost their images. Here they still think they could beat the man. Because he just got started. God just called him as into the kingship and everything over Israel. And they still think they can beat him. They think he's still a little shepherd boy out there with the sheep. See? They still think that's where he is. They done forgot about what they heard. The devil done closed their ears, done took them into falsehood because they think they can win the battle and they can't. Ain't the devil, that's all he's doing, is God doing today for us. When he bring us forth, when he bring us forth, what does he do? He allow you to do what? Put your enemy under your feet. He will not be over you. Hear me? And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shall not go up. Now this time he's telling him, don't go up, but fetch a compass behind them. He's giving him directions how to handle him at this hill. He done come down a second time. Now they come down a second time, think they gonna win, but God got something for that too. No matter how many times this devil come against you, how many times it look like this is impossible, that you can't get out of this or that or the other, God got a way. But you got to follow the instructions, don't you?
Yes.
But fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. Now, you know, y'all seen a mulberry tree. Anybody seen a mulberry tree? Them some nasty things. I mean, it's good. I eat them. They taste good. Mulberries is good. I've eaten them many times. But they keep a mess on the ground. That purple get in there, get in your clothes, it ain't coming out. Okay? And they hit the ground, plop. And when they hit the ground, them little berries hit the ground, they splatter. You got purple all on the bottom, and you walk in it, and oh, your shoes all, ooh, it's mulberry tree. Now, I personally would like to know why the mulberry tree, knowing how mulberry tree looks. This is what he said. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee. Who? You know it's one when you hear that sound. Hear what I'm saying? It's all got to do with the sound. It wasn't so much the berries, the mulberry tree, but the mulberry tree was there, I suppose, so there was nothing else there. So, therefore, what happened? He used the mulberry tree to deliver them from their enemy. An enemy, I bet the enemy got messed up, didn't he, with the mulberries? That tree shook. That tree shook with the sound, and them mulberries just come down and plop, plop, plop all over them, and they got all purple. Oh, my God. Can you just imagine that in your mind? I'm just imagining it in my mind. Because, listen here, I just broke forth. Hallelujah. I just broke forth, and my enemies has been colored. They've been mesmerized. With Barrett. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Go out before me to smite the host of the Philistines. I got you done won. What is God telling you today? If I don't tell you nothing else, what he telling you right now? The battle is already won because he gave you the power over it. Now, and remember, too, the kingdom of God is within you. So his kingdom is over all that the devil can think, do, or say. You got that power because the kingdom is in you. And then he told you, say, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. The devil, this may be his territory right now to a degree because we give him that. Jesus gave him that right, and guess what? We give him the rest of the right. He can't go but so far, but then we open the door for him to go all the way, take full control. We have opened the door for what is going on in the world today because we refuse to pray, because we refuse to seek the Lord and worship him and honor him and glorify him. This is why the world is in the position that it's in now, right now. You did it. When you decide you didn't want to pray, you decide to let somebody take the prayer out of school, the prayer out the courthouse, the prayer out of everybody's house. You don't want the prayer on the radio. You don't want the prayer on nowhere else. Listen, if you don't like the prayers on the radio, the singing, the church service on the radio, they did put knobs on the radio. So turn it off. You don't have to listen to it. This is the whole thing, and they make you take the cross off the churches and take the cross out the anywhere you got a cross. You can't have it. Now, listen here. We have gone down the drain when you Americans cannot put a flag up on your porch or wherever you want to put it, on your property you paying for. Now, we done gone too far. We are not America. It's not America when you can't put your own flag up there. Who flag you want to put up there? See? Oh, I'm messing now, ain't I? I'm busy. I'm being a busybody. I just, you know, that just came to me, and that kind of gets me when I hear that. I said, well, why you don't have the flag up there? This is Memorial Day or whatever day it is, the soldiers and everything else. They say, well, this neighborhood, we are not allowed to put a flag up. Well, what? I better get out the neighborhood. I'm in the wrong neighborhood. Do you see what I'm saying? If I'm paying for a house and I can't put my heritage flag up there, then something is very wrong. Do you see what I'm saying? Very wrong with America. See? Now, we got to break the enemy down. We got to get rid of this enemy, y'all. And I need some prayer warriors. I need some prayer warriors that will pray, don't mind praying, and stop the penny-ante praying. We want some real prayers, sincere prayers, prayers you are committed to praying for this nation, and you're going to give toward helping to rebuild, not for fascists, not for racism, not for any of those things, but for the Lord. Huh? Because he's still your shepherd. Hmm? You got to break forth. Hear what I'm saying today? You have got to break forth. Break out of that prison you in. Most people is in prison to themselves. They are bound up in themselves. The prison is them. They need to break loose from that so that they can break forth in God and be victorious, live a victorious life, abundant life. Stop all the other shenanigans. Stop trying to manipulate. See? We got too many people, church people, trying to manipulate each other, and somebody, you making $100,000 a year, and you go to the church and tell them you ain't got no money and try to fleece the church. Then you wonder why. Huh? See, people do these things. We ain't just talking about they do it to the food stamps and all that. So they make it bad for people that need them. See, they got a whole lot of money. They hardening up in there, but they gone and lied to the people. Don't you see what it is? Hmm? The system would believe a lie than the truth. Person is poor, ain't got no money coming in, can't feed. You got the elderly that can't hardly feed themselves because the medicine is so high, and you won't give them but $18 worth of food stamp. What, they can't even buy a loaf of bread with that. But you will give it to somebody making $100,000 a year. Now, that don't add up. Now, you hear me. Hmm? You ain't going to break forth in nothing but trouble when you do that and causing some poor person, elderly or whatever, to go hungry, regardless of their situation or where they come from. That ain't your business. Thing is that they're hungry, they need some food, and you got the, you blocks it by being greedy. See, that's crazy. See, but David knew how to be blessed. Follow what God is saying. Do what God said. And your enemy gonna be under your foot. Ain't nothing else to happen but squash him down in all them mulberries. And he gonna look shamed, right? Amen. He gonna look shame. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you, God is good. God is real good. He wants you to break forth today. Let me tell you one thing. I'll put a challenge to you. You know, every now and then I'm gonna put a challenge to you. Sometime. Now, I know There's quite a few people listening, even though I may not know who you are, where you are. But this day, the challenge is you need to send a break forth seed. You need to send a break forth seed. and send it to Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, APOPKA, Florida, 32704. I'll repeat that again. Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You can send it under my name or Time to Talk About It, whichever way you want to call it, whichever way, Logion, City of Victory. You easier for you to spell is City of Victory. Say City of Victory, see? And that Post Office Box, you say, this is my day, my hour. I am sending a breakout seed. I'm breaking out right now. I'm saying, talk to it. Talk to God. Talk to your seed. Say, this is my breakthrough seed. This is my breakthrough seed. Because I'm going forth and I'm going to grow. It's going to be like I got miracle food on me. I'm going to begin to grow so fast, people are going to begin to wonder. Do you see? And David did. He wasn't worried because they was looking at the fact that he just became the king of Israel. See? He wasn't looking at that. My goodness. Where David had done so much, when you read before then, you'll see how the people begin to bless him. See what I'm saying? The people begin to bless him immensely. Oh, he just got everything. He, you know what? Now, forget this part. He even got himself some concubines. He was so busy getting blessed. Because God had established him in his position. See, today you're going to break forth in your assignment so that God can establish you in your assignment, your position or your assignment, any way you want to put it, you see. Hello, that's all I'm just talking to you. And that's what we're looking for you, looking from you today. Step out. I believe that there's a few people. It's a few people, at least three of you. At least three. It's going to step out and bless the Lord with a breakthrough seed today. Okay? A breakthrough seed. Now, when you break forth with a seed, you expect a harvest, don't you? And what kind of harvest are you expecting? You give according to what you are expecting. If you want a little harvest, then you're going to sow what? A little seed. You want a medium harvest? Then you'll sow a medium seed, right? And if you want a large harvest, you'll sow a large seed, won't you? So it's up to you what kind of harvest you're expecting. God will move in a mighty way for you. Okay? Remember now, this is break forth time. We breaking forth. We are breaking forth, you know. Now, let's say this. When you say that and you step out and do that, you stay prayerful because the enemy heard you. And he's going to try to do everything he can to keep you from breaking forth with that seed. He's going to keep you from your, try to keep you from your harvest. But don't you waver, not one bit. Because I'm telling you, he will try to block you. But we putting a hedge of protection around you, especially you three, that is going to send forth that seed, that breakthrough seed. We can put a hedge around you and let the devil know the blood has got you covered. And I'm looking for it now, soon. Now, you know, y'all could go to that Zelly thing and send whatever you want to send too, but I prefer to you can go to the post office box, okay? 2228. You can go to that one, okay? All right? But this is what? Break forth time. Don't you want your ministry to break forth? Hmm? Don't you want your home life to break forth? Don't you want your church to break forth?
Hmm?
Don't you want you to break forth in your business that you got in your, you got a business on mind and you need it to break forth? Hmm? Plant your breakthrough seed for your business. You plant what it takes for your business to, you to get your business going. I'm looking for that. Here is Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle. It's your time to break forth. Yes, it is. We can say we've been down in the grubs too long. It's time to come out now. It's time for us to grow up too. You know, because a lot of times we be down and we be so far down till we can't even see daylight. Sometimes people be looking and they don't understand that they have. It's always a way. God will always make a way. God will always give you a way. But the problem is you got to trust in Him that He's going to do it. You know, and I had turned over to Psalms 19, and when I was looking at it and the apostle was talking, I said, okay, I got it now, you know, because as it's being time for you to break through, these are the things that go along with it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show of His handiwork. Check it out now. Now, you done broke through. You want the glory of God to shine in on you. Day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. Now you see, we seem to overlook a lot of stuff that God has in store for us. We seem to get into more devilment than necessary. See, we always be, I say, fuddling around with this and that and this and that, and instead of looking at the prize that's at the end, instead of looking at your long term, you know what I mean by that is look at the end game. Look at how where your salvation should be. Where do you want your soul to be? That should be the question. Verse 5 says, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Oh, we poking our chest out now. He's going forth, is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Oh, we are cooking with gas now, ain't we? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now, to understand, when you get that testimony, it's going to be simple. Hey, you know, as apostles say, you know, the testimonies are powerful if you listen. Testimony is powerful if you tell it, because that's your life. No one can tell it no better than you, what God did for you.
Amen.
You see? And all that is part of your breakthrough, whether you know it or not. Keeping it to yourself ain't helping nobody. Keeping it to yourself, you're not passing on the knowledge of God. You're not passing on anything. How people gonna know what not to do if you don't show them a way? how God has blessed. Because that, yes, that is, that's a better way. The law of the Lord is perfect. Oh, I already said that, converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is wise and simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Okay, now what I'm trying to tell you is about that soul keeping. Keep your soul together now. Who can understand his errors? Uh-oh. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Now we cooking, because we do have faults that we want to keep to ourselves. We want that fault to be a secret. Why do we want that fault to be a secret? It's going to show sooner or later, because it's going to come to the top. It's going to show. Don't try to handle it. Don't try to hide it. Because see, and then this is part of the thing we was talking about last night. Can we handle our own errors? Can we handle our own? Can we correct what we do? And it just came to me on that, because when we say who can understand his errors, what we're saying is, do you understand when you do wrong? Or do you want to understand? You know, so we got a lot to learn if we put our minds to it. Let me just put it you that way. Put our heart and soul into it. You know, because see, I ask God to show me them secret faults, because a lot of times we bury it in the back of our minds, so to say. We put it in the closet of our souls. But it's going to rise its ugly head sooner or later. So it's best to empty it out. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Oh, boy. Mighty words going, mighty words put forth. So we need to understand where we're going and where we're at. See, we don't want to understand where we're at, but because a lot of times we're confused. A lot of times we are worried about that. We worry about them secret faults showing. So we don't want to be established in the Lord, because we can't go forth all the way if we don't let loose of a lot of things. Because, you know, everybody got something back there that they really didn't know. That's what I mean by that secret fault, that you really didn't know that comes forth. But when it comes forth, do you ask God to take it away, or do you want to keep it? See, you can't break forth if you want to keep all that garbage with you. You can't do that. Get rid of it. Tell the Lord you want to let it go. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now you see, now everybody should know that verse, because we say it all the time, but do we practice it? That's the key. Do we practice it? You know, because a lot of times people get on the nerves and the lips start slipping. The tongue start fighting back. I ain't talking about with your physicalness, but I'm talking about with your mouth. You know, a lot of times that sharp-edged tongue will get you more in trouble than actually just call yourself slapping somebody. You know, because once it come out your mouth, you can't take it back. You know, so what I'm saying is, if you want to keep your soul right, if you want to keep yourself together, if you want to break forth, you got to understand all these little intricacies that we got going on. You know, a lot of people say that we're complicated human beings. We're not that complicated. We make it complicated. Because if we do what the Lord asks us to do and we and what the commandments say, life can be much easier. But you know the devil going to come at you, but you're going to be prepared. You got the weapons to fight them all. God give them to us. So how are we going to break forth if we're going to run and hide? Or are we going to keep stuff in? We're going to have secrets and we're going to have them errors that we don't want to correct because we swear we're right. But if somebody points to you that you're wrong, you got to accept it and keep it moving. You know, because we don't, people don't want to, a lot of people can't stay in correctness. A lot of people don't want to admit that they had made an error. A lot of us didn't want to admit our faults either. But we got them. We got a whole bunch of them that we need to get rid of. You know, so let's look at it this way. If our God, if Jesus went and he died on the cross for each and every one of us, he went through all that for us. Why can't we give him something back? How can we break forth if we don't actually believe in the crucifixion? That means you just play in church or you want to be a part-time Christian because you don't believe in the whole word. See, every word is brought forth for us. Every word is telling us something. Every word is some type of instruction. Every word just about is a testimony from somebody. Now, those testimonies are not secret because they're letting it out. They're showing us what not to do or what to do. See, because when you go in and sin is getting you and you come out, it's showing you how to get out of it too. If you look at it closely, it's giving you the way out. Because David stayed on his knees all the time and asking forgiveness and repenting. See, we forget about that. But are we scared for an answer from God? Some people are, you know, like, sad to say. Some people are afraid of what God has to tell them. That's why they don't ask God for nothing. That's why they don't want to talk to God. Because they think they're going to be in deeper trouble if they talk to him. But if you don't ask him nothing, if you don't talk to God, if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to carry you through, if you don't want to follow what needs to be done to get yourself to them pearly gates. See, you can't get to them pearly gates and think you're going to get in and you got so many secret faults in you. How you going to do that? See, we can cleanse ourselves by admitting we wrong, by admitting that it's something deep down that we got to get rid of, because we can get rid of it if we want to let it go. You can't break forth without it. You can't come forth. You can't come forth if you holding on to a lot of trash and a lot of garbage. You cannot break forth. See, that's like how you say it. That's like trying to open what you call that? One of them pecans or whatever one of them is. Yeah, pecans. opening the shell is hard. No, the pecans is. I think, or the walnut, one of them nuts. I know there's some hard ones out there that's hard to open. So we got to understand what's going on. Because a lot of times we have our feelings so hard to get to and open till, hey, we even mad at ourselves. Well, we kind of insult our own self and our own intelligence. Because we don't want to crack open and let nobody in. You don't even want to let God in. That's an awful thing now. That's why things keep happening. You know, you can't put that on the devil because that's you. Now, the devil attack us left and right because he got them ones who out there foolish, want to hold on to them secrets. They want to keep on doing what they're doing. See, he got them. See, but he going to come and get us because of the fact of the matter is he know that we got things to fight him with. But if we slip, we got to get back on track quick, fast, in a hurry. Repent. Especially if you know it. Repent. Ask God to forgive. Ask God, say, God, don't let me do that again. You know, because, hey, it's a lot of things God won't let you do it again if you ask. You know, and that's the key. What it say in verse 14? Let the words of my mouth. That's all you need to know. Let the words of my mouth, and therefore, when you let the words of your mouth and you ask God in the meditation of your heart, you're being sincere. You're opening yourself up for God. You're opening yourself up for the word of God. See, we all need to open ourselves up for the word of God because sometimes we close our mind and our ears to things. Because we don't want to see ourselves. We don't want to know what's going on deep down inside us because that's why it's buried, because we don't want to know. But when it rises its ugly head, you act surprised. Oh, I did that? No, don't be surprised. Yes, you did. See, there's a lot of things that we got going on that we need to clear out. It's a lot of times that we feel intimidated by ourselves because we don't know what's going to come out. Sometimes you don't know what's going to come out your own mouth. Because a lot of times people have a slip of the tongue. Sometimes their brain slips too. You know, so we got to look at, well, we do have a lot of things that you can consider as human nature, but yet still we're not putting the human nature and the soul together. That's what needs to happen. We need to put all this together where we can grow and we can move, where we can carry ourselves to another level in God instead of being up there on the ground. See, a lot of times we on the ground floor and we can't even move off the first floor is because of the fact we got so much going on inside our own minds and heads. Put it this way. Sometimes our mind is separated from our body. Sometimes our body, mind, and mouth is separate. So we need to put all our things together to make it. We need to put all this together to get our souls in order. And this is what I mean by our souls in order, because a lot of times we are loose on a whole lot of ends. If we tighten up our loose ends, if we tighten up what we need to tighten up, we can advance. We can move up in the Lord. But it's a lot of things we got to tighten up here and there. You know, and a lot of times it's not even that much. It's not even that much that we got to tighten up. So we need to see and ask God, what do I need to fix? What do I need to get rid of? What do I need to tighten up? See, I ask them all the time. You know, sometimes I get answers, sometimes I don't. Sometimes God tells me, you know, and I say, I probably do. Don't ask me why I say that, but then in the real life, I do. So then I have to ask God to forgive me. I be having them conversations now. Don't get me wrong, because a lot of times, Pastor asks me who I'm talking to. I be talking to God. I just throw it out there. Hey, there ain't no secret. I will throw it out there. You know, so it's a lot of things that transpire in life that we need to tighten up. It's a lot of things that's inside of us that we need to tighten up. It's a lot of things we got to do. It's a lot of things we can do. But it's a lot of things that God can help us do, too. But you got to help yourself, too. You got to put your hand out. You the one got to talk to God and ask God to help you. You know. So let's be real about this thing. You know, a lot of people wait for money to drop out of the sky. It don't work that way. Not unless you're going to be someplace when a plane crash. But we got to think about these things. Because we got to do what we got to do. God will bless us if we do what we're supposed to do and got to do. Sometimes it's a struggle, yes. But a lot of times it's just a test. Where's your faith? Where's your belief? So we got to know. As they say, you got to know what you know. We're right here in the book. We're right here in the book. That's if you believe in the word of God. That's up to you. But I'm going to stand on the word of God. I came up on it. I ain't got no choice. I thought I did, but I sure enough don't. That's where I made my first mistake. See, I can admit it. Can you? You know, so that's what I'm here to tell you today. And I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for the word that came for today from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. It's your time to break forth. And I heard Apostle talk about that break forth seed. Plant your break forth seed. Don't allow the enemy to, you know, get in your mind and not plant that seed. I also heard it said three people. Could be more. You can go ahead and you can plant that seed at City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com, and you can go ahead and you can hit that donate button, and in the comment you go ahead and you said this is your breakthrough seed, and that's LogionInternationalMinistries.com, LOGION.com, and hit that donate button and plant the seed. You can join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Blog Talk Radio with the woman of God and that word coming forth. Come expecting, come receiving, and come willing to hear that word. Till then, you be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things
start
happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.